Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
On Chicago PD, is he a respected professor or drug kingpin?
I have no idea how the drugs got there.
A case that will keep you guessing.
You've got the wrong person.
Till the very end.
Good morning to you. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So for multiple Emmy Award-winning executive producer Dick Wolf, the hit NBC show Chicago PD is now in its third season, a riveting police drama about the men and women of the Chicago Police Department's elite intelligence unit combating the city's most heinous offenses, organized crime, drug trafficking, high-profile murders, and beyond. The unit includes a young uniformed cop, Kim Burgess, played by Marina Squarciotti, who is happy as a patrol officer but still wants to be a part of the elite intelligence unit. Now, Marina grew up in New York, but spent most of the 2000s here in Chicago. And joining us to talk about the latest on one of TV's hottest dramas is Marina Squarciotti. Marina, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how are you?
You know, this Chicago franchise just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And now I heard we got Chicago Law on the way.
You know, I don't know how big it's going to get. This is kind of this balloon that keeps expanding. And, every time I think, no, there's no way Dick Wolf can do it, he does it again. So we'll see. I mean, he's pretty excited about it, and so are we. I think law fits in really nicely with PD, too. Like, Med and Fire go really well together, and I think this is more of a branch off for us. It's cool.
I've got a few ideas for you. Okay, so pass this
on to Dick.
Yes, I do. Okay, here we go. Chicago Streets and Sanitation. I think that could be fun.
Right, absolutely. I've heard that.
Chicago Rodent Control.
Rodent control. I like it. Okay. Give me more.
Chicago parking.
Okay. All right. I like rodent control better. I'm going to pitch that one so far.
Chicago deep dish. I think that's kind of a natural.
You know, Sophia and I will do investigative work on this one. I mean, I'll tell you, there's nothing I wouldn't do for that squad.
No, but it's true. You know, I was just reading this in several of the trade magazines that, you know, people are really looking at this franchise the way it's being built right now because, A, you have all of these actors and actresses and producers, and you really have the teams already set up in Chicago, and it's really doing so much for the television and film industry. Chicago having you guys all over the place, it's getting a lot of attention, and I think that's pretty cool for the city.
Yeah, it's great. We're forming a team here and a family, but it's also great to get jobs for people, like on a basic level, you know, and that's
true.
Just to build that in Chicago. I mean, I went to school not in the 90s, though. I went to school in the 2000s in Northwestern, and it's nice to be back, but it's also nice to sort of like work with the city as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, now it's in its third season, Chicago PD. You play Officer Kim Burgess. Now, tell us about your journey, your character's journey that has been made over the last couple of years.
You know, I think when I started, I kind of like mimicked myself as a person, and Kim Burgess were kind of the same. We're both green. We're both a little nervous. You know, I've been an actor on stage for a long time, but this is my first series regular gig, and there's a bit of nervousness that goes along with that.
Sure.
And I think Kim Burgess is just, you know, she was a flight attendant starting out as a cop, and most cops come from families of cops, and that's you know, she was kind of a fish out of water, and now having settled in and feeling like she belongs, and Marina too, having felt like I proved myself, I think we both sort of settled in nicely, you know?
Yeah, very cool. No, absolutely. And, you know, there was heartbreak for your character earlier in the year after breaking off her engagement with police officer Adam Ruzick, played by Patrick John Pfluger. So, I mean, you've gotten some good screen time, I would say, in the last.
My mom is pleased. When my mom is pleased, I know Dick is doing right by me. She's like, I like this episode was good. I mean, it just means that it featured me. That's all it means.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I love working with Patty. So on a just basic actor level, it's really sad to be broken up because I just love doing scenes with him. It's so fun. It's also different from my just regular police work. But now they're sort of expanding my relationship with Sophia Bush. So on the show, Detective Lindsay, and we're very different characters. And she's much more sort of sturdy, and I'm a little more flighty. So I think that's an interesting thing to start working on. I'm excited about that.
Well, and folks, if you haven't seen all the episodes, you could always binge watch at Hulu and NBC.com. You can always catch that as well. All right, so you got a big episode coming up this week. The episode's titled A Night Owl. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, what's exciting about it is that Kim Burgess is actually the one who brings the case to intelligence and sort of breaks the case. And that's always, you know, that's where she wants to be, in intelligence. So whenever she sort of gets a hit up there to prove herself, it's always good. And it's a lot to do. And it was very exciting to work with intelligence in this episode. Lindsay, actually, because I do so well, brings me up to intelligence, and we're partnered in the episode. And she has very different opinions about my ex-fiance than me. So it's also like, there's a bit of the personal story in there. Mm-hmm. It's not just straight procedural, which is lovely.
But, you know, this is kind of a story about a college professor who claims to know nothing about how drugs ended up, you know, in a truck, a duffel bag full of heroin. I mean, this is some pretty serious stuff, but it's not something that's unreal in today's society.
No, and it's played, I mean, the thing is about Chicago PD, it's all played very real. You know, we don't have all these, like, huge gadgets and these, like, boards that light up with people's holograms and things. It's a very, and there's nothing against that. That's just not our show. It's very sort of simple stories that actually happen. And here's a man who may or may not have gotten sort of trapped into a drug trafficking thing, and us just trying to figure out if it's possible, if it's kind of reverse racial profiling, that we don't really suspect the person who is a college professor would do this, and sort of working backwards from there.
Now, I also know, you know, you say it's about, you know, it's a little more gritty life on the street. I know there's so many consultants on the set of both Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, and probably Chicago Med as well, from the Chicago Police Department. How much time do you actually get to spend with these folks? Was it more early on training, or is this kind of ongoing to keep it real?
It's completely ongoing. We don't take a step that's not, you know, we're not trying to, we know we're not cops, but we're doing our best to emulate them and to respect them in what we do. And there's, Luch is always on set, always. He's our technical advisor. And so much as, like, right now I had an altercation with Halstead in this scene that we literally just filmed. And I said, he's kind of my superior when I get in front of him, and he's like, he's not your superior, he just earns more than you, you would definitely get in his space. Like, it's just little things like that,
cool.
Like as an actor that informs, everything is based in reality as much as we can. And that's a testament to the sort of the ship that Dick built, I guess. That's a weird saying, but yes. I'm going with it.
I like it. Now, you also got a lot of crossovers that you've been doing, and I think you've got one coming up in February as well. Do you love doing that, to be able to interact with some of your other colleagues from these other shows?
I hate to tell you this, but I love to do it for many reasons, but one reason is that I'm generally in Molly's and I get to be out of my police uniform and look like a girl. And I'm like, I want it to be as naked as possible, because I'm always in, like, polyester or, like, turtleneck.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I want, like, a thin red line. That's all I want to wear.
that's funny.
Yeah, so it's it's great because you get to work with different actors, and it's just basically like having fun and working your chops in a different way. It's very exciting, and it's cool to do.
Well, very cool. Well, I'll tell you, you can watch new episodes of Chicago PD. It's every Wednesday at 9 Central on NBC. And for more on the show, and again, great upcoming episode this week and some crossovers planned as well, you can visit NBC.com/Chicago PD. Marina, always a pleasure hanging out with you.
Great to talk to you.
All right. This Week in History coming up next on 720 WGN.